Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another amazing edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. What if you could improve quality control without the headaches and you could use AI to do it? Would you use it? Well, today, our good friend, Mike Buckner, shows us exactly how to do that. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Hope you're enjoying today. Well, it's actually probably late summer, early fall that you're listening to, but I hope you had a great summer. I hope you paused and enjoyed the time with your family. We're going to talk a little bit more about that because you only get so many summers with your kids. Actually, you get 16 of them, maybe more if you do it well. I always say if you do this first 16 right, you get 16 more in different ways type of a thing. At least that's what I'm hoping for. And we're going to expand on that topic of time with my good friend, Mike Buckner from Pearl. Now, Mike, last time we were on, you were on the podcast, you mentioned a book called Buy Back Your Time. Now, I had not read that. By the time this airs, I will have read it because everyone on my team has read that book and they talk about it all the time. What is the book about that Dan Martell wrote?
Yes. And I have no connections with this author, but I love this book. No affiliation, but Buy Back Your Time has really changed the way that I think about where my time should be spent. The busier that I get, I feel, you know, we all fall into that where it's like, well, I could do it better. Or if I want it done, I've got to do it myself. Now, to be really efficient, and if you look at some of the best minds out there, some of the best not even practice owners, but even just business owners and entrepreneurs, they are good at saying no, and they are good about focusing their time where it truly should be spent. That's where I really nerd out, especially when it comes to dentistry, because there are only a few ways that you can grow a practice, right? You can add more operatories. You can add more patients. You can grow a bigger practice. You can even expand and you can have multiple practices. But if you're not careful, you know, that overhead can kind of creep up. And next thing you know, you're doing a lot more for less. And so it all comes down to the efficiency of a practice and how we can help practices with technology focus where they need to be focusing and being smart about time. Now, in Dan's book, big misconception that he talks about is you don't hire to grow your business. A lot of people think, oh, I'm hiring people. I got to grow my practice, grow my business. You don't hire to grow your business. You hire to buy back your time. And that, I love that. I love that concept.
Yeah. And you mentioned last time, if you didn't listen to the previous podcast, but number one, audit your time, then transfer the low value things that you may do not enjoy that somebody else really could do, and then fill your time with the higher leverage activities. And a lot of people often build a larger practice for that because they think it's going to free up more time, or they hire more dentists to do that. Now, that is somewhat true if you do it right, but a lot of times people are guessing. And what we're going to do is give you a simple way to do it. And we're going to include the letters AI. Now, people, I'll say this, AI is a term everybody's throwing around now. And we were scared of it first. Just give us the state of the union on AI. Like, is AI going to take over the world? Is AI going to steal all of our jobs? Is AI helpful? Like, when people bring you all their fears and concerns about AI, what's the first, where do you start? Where's your starting point? You know,
I think, to be honest, my opinions have changed as I've seen AI really grow and evolve and adapt and improve. And I don't think anyone can really pinpoint, you know, what the world will look like in 10 years with AI. But speaking in the present, right now, what we do know is that AI is a powerful tool when used in conjunction with a clinician or with a professional, right? So if it's there as a supporting tool, you can do so much more. And it's almost like if you think back of like spell check, okay, AI can be a spell check in our lives in so many areas. You want to send a text out, you need to, let go of a team member, you need to write an email to a patient, and you want to make sure it's worded correctly before it may take somebody a couple hours to write a newsletter, to write a blog. You can now just go use ChatGPT and put some ideas down there, and it will polish that up. You think about all that time that is saved. So where I really love to think about how AI can improve a practice, and as we talk about spell check, a lot of times, when it comes to even just taking x-rays in a practice, not everyone takes the same quality of x-rays.
Yeah.
You know that there are some team members that just nail it, and their x-rays are beautiful, and there's no overlap, and every time it's like they're perfect, they're ready to go. Then you have other team members where it may just kind of slow things down because you're like, oh, you know what? I need to retake this x-ray. Or worse is the patient has already come in, you've gotten those x-rays, and you've submitted that insurance claim only to have that denied because the x-ray was not of quality, or the quality of the x-ray was poor and could not be determined, and that gets denied. So that's one area that I want to talk about today of how AI can really help.
Yeah. And I would say this, like, we can't predict the future. I'm the worst at predicting the future, but I would say this, like, not utilizing some of these tools is silly. Like, still trying to write all the web copy for your website without the help of ChatGPT would just be silly. But the other thing I would say is this, and I'm going to brag about you guys for a second. I don't know if you know this, and you and I have never had this conversation, but there are semis on the road right now that are learning to drive by themselves. They're actually everywhere. I don't know if you know this. It's true. They are all feeding one supercomputer. One supercomputer is learning constantly every minute from all of these trucks and improving these trucks on how to drive. Now, they anticipate in the next 5 to 10 years, you won't need drivers and it'll be extremely safe. The point is the collective learning is happening by the minute. And one thing that you guys do, now I'm just going to be a little bit of a naysayer here, is like people go, well, you don't know my images. You don't know anything about my practice. This is crazy unique what I do. What I do in my practice is like no other practice. And what you're doing, because you have so many installs, is they're learning by the minute from all of these other practices. True or false?
Yeah. So it's a good question. There's some regulations around, especially, learning off of other data, right? Because everything has to be anonymized.
Right.
We started this process of looking at and annotating x-rays clear back in 2015. We have the largest database of anonymized x-rays, dental x-rays in the world. And how we have built our AI is really through having basically, it's the equivalent of having 1,000 dentists reviewing an x-ray, because we have a team that went through the process of annotating x-rays. And as they've gone in and annotated x-rays and showed, there's caries here, there's calculus here, this is what periapical radiolucency looks like. And those are uploaded into the computer so the computer can learn off of these clinical assessments. After hundreds of thousands of x-rays, the AI is able to start to recognize and highlight and know what caries looks like and what calculus looks like. And these are all x-rays that also have been validated and verified. And so it's even getting really good at determining the difference between, cervical burnout and caries, and eliminating some of the false positives or false negatives that are there. And so when, especially with practices or clinicians or dentists that are working alone in a practice, to have AI be that second set of eyes where they might see something, but they don't want to be too aggressive, or they might want to watch it, this can really help provide that second opinion, which is why we call, our product that. Just to be able to help them make that decision.
Yeah. And what we're talking about is the solution here, which is it's a magical solution, but let's go back to the problem. Let's really point out the problem. If you're a dentist listening and you have poor x-ray quality. What does that mean? You know, like what's the impact of poor x-ray quality to any practice, whether you have one doctor or four?
Yeah, it throws off your day. I mean, I'm sure that you've had those days where, you know, the x-rays are coming in, all the x-rays are perfect and you don't have to retake anything. And you guys are just, you're in the flow. You're in that flow state and everything's going well. But what throws a practice off is when, and kind of two different issues or problems, but you know, the dentist is running behind and he's jumping from operatory to operatory and he comes in and he looks at the x-ray and he's like, you know what? We need to retake this. Now, if you've got a patient in the chair who is already maybe a little resistant to x-rays, and you know, it's like, hey, we don't want to ask them to come back later and to take x-rays later. You've got them in the chair. You've got to be efficient with your time. And especially when that dentist finally has time to come in and to meet with that patient, it throws the whole schedule off.
Yeah.
So where we can come in and help solve that problem is right at the time that those x-rays are taken, we will basically flag the ones that are not of clinical standard, or that maybe the insurance companies probably would not accept because of overlap, or there's no root tips that are visible, or it's cone cut, or it's too granular or pixelated, or, you know, it'll flag any issues with that x-ray at the time that x-ray is taken. So the team member, before the dentist comes in, team member can hurry and take another set of x-rays right there, save that time, and make sure that practice continues to flow. The second point I would say, and this is probably the bigger issue, is you get those x-rays and you submit those x-rays in with your, you know, for your insurance claims, and they're denied because the quality of x-ray was poor or it missed out a part of it. That's the last thing that anyone wants, because at that point, the treatment's been done. Are we going to ask the patient, come back, get another set of x-rays and burden them for that? We've got to make sure that we are taking care of all of that, you know, right there at the time that the patient's in the chair.
Yeah. And so this is a big, big topic. We had a dentist, and I shared this with you, an amazing dentist who is probably one of the best trained we've ever, just recently retired. And he sold his practice to a young female dentist, and she's wonderful. And he said, what Pearl did for me, number one, was maybe a better dentist, because it was holding me to a standard. I thought I knew, you know, blah, blah, blah. And my eyes aren't as good as they used to be, type of a thing. The other thing is, when I brought in another dentist, it became the tiebreaker. You know what I mean? Like, we couldn't argue what we were looking at. Like, she came in with a different perspective, and so did I. And so, you know, I had to be open. We're looking at AI in this whole process. And ultimately what you're doing is it's quality control that's bigger than you. It's without the headache. And you can't, can you argue with it? You can try, right?
Yeah. It kind of takes the emotion out of it, right? It puts the data up in front and it just helps in that decision-making process.
Yeah. And then let me just ask you about the flagging. So when you take the image, it doesn't meet the standard. It lets you know right away.
Yeah.
Like right away.
So image is taken, the x-rays will kind of pop up. And if you kind of picture how you look at the x-rays with in an FMX, and they're all up in front of you, you're going to have a little flag on some of those x-rays that might say, hey, tooth number 19 or tooth number 14 overlap. There's no root tip that's visible in this one. And it'll have kind of a little caution sign saying you might want to retake this x-ray. So the team gets that information right there and can retake those x-rays before the dentist comes in and meets with that patient.
Yeah. And if you're doing a high volume type practice and that's what your choice is, a lot of times you're seeing a lot of different patients and you're missing a lot of things you don't see. You can't diagnose what you can't see. And this is just an incredible arm that'll help you create better care for patients. Can you speak to that for a second?
You know, I would even challenge practices and for you to go back and maybe just do a quick audit. We talked about this in the last episode that we did, but the best way to improve how time is spent is to kind of do that audit and you know, find out what the real numbers are. How many times do your claims, you know, do you have an issue of claims getting denied because of the quality of x-rays? Or how many times have you had to retake those x-rays?
Yeah.
And are we retaking those x-rays after the dentist has already come in? What is that true cost to kind of have that, you know, that problem with bad x-rays? Yeah. So doing that audit and really getting down to what the root issue in the practice is, or the root issue with taking those x-rays, knowing how and where you can get that time back, I think is a massive game changer.
Amen, brother. You're speaking my language. Anytime I can buy time back. I'm 55. How old are you again? I can't remember.
44.
You're 44. 11 years in. I'm further on this golf course than you are. So I'm on the back now. I don't have time to waste. And so if you're listening to this, I would imagine you, we're all playing this different part of this golf course of life. But when you get to the back nine, you realize you got less holes in front of you than you do behind you, and you can't waste time. And so it's important. So Mike, I want to do this. I know people are going to want to know more about how this works. Like, can I test this? Can you give me a demo? But before we do that, give us a final, you know, final summary or wrap a bow on this, what we talked about.
Yeah. What I would say is, you know, the way that AI is impacting practices is just going to continue to improve and to get better. We're focused at Pearl. We're focused on how we can leverage artificial intelligence in every aspect of that patient visit. So from start to finish, how can we help elevate the standard of care in practices and help practices do more with less? There may be some hesitation. There may be some reservation with some that might say, oh, you know what? Can't trust AI, right? I don't really understand it that well. And I would challenge you to, you know, appoint somebody in the practice. Appoint somebody to be your AI researcher and to take, you know, take a scheduled block of time to just look at all of your processes in the practice to really think about where you can leverage AI to just help you do more, help you do more with less, help elevate the standard of care, and really just improve the overall health of a practice.
Love it. All right. So if I'm listening to the podcast, where do I go, Mike? Where do I start? How does it work?
Yes, you can go to our website, hellopearl.com, and you can go and click to see a demo of Pearl. Our team will be able to do a Zoom meeting with you and walk you through. We have, you know, we have Second Opinion, which is your real-time AI detections. We also have Practice Intelligence, which is mind-blowing. If you haven't seen this, you should check it out. We can go back and scan the last 18 months of all of your previous x-rays and compare what the AI found on those x-rays with what you have in your practice management software. So that's where it's really able to give you a comprehensive report of all of the undiagnosed opportunity before the patients come in. So really just help you treat those patients that really need that treatment. And then what I would also say is just keep an eye out in the next 6 months. There's so much that's coming, and I can't wait. I'm excited.
You can't tell us, can you?
Nope.
Well, I'm going to get you back and you're going to tell us on the podcast. How's that? Sound good? Awesome. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you being on. I'm going to have you back again and again and again. All right.
Love it.
All right. Stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else, but thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show podcast. Our goal around here is to bring you the best information, the best people, the best resources, best thinkers in all of dentistry to help you improve your practice and your life. AI has to be a part of your practice. It just has to be. And Pearl is a great way to do it. We vet all of our partners. And I'll tell you, I absolutely love Pearl. I think it's a no-brainer. And if you weren't taking notes for today's podcast, don't worry. We take notes for you. So you can flip up to the notes wherever you consume the podcast, whether it be on Apple, on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. You're going to see there's going to be notes down there. Everything that Mike and I talked about, we have it listed right below, including the links that he mentioned. You can click on it. It's going to take you right to the website. Check it out. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. So make sure you look more into that. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching, keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.